in London. More artwork from Lehman Brothers' collection will be sold by Sotheby's in New York this Saturday. The bank collapse in September 2008 was the largest bankruptcy filing in U.S. history. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A glitch in space is delaying the return of two Russians and an American astronaut from the International Space Station. NASA spokesman Rob Navias says the undocking of a Russian space capsule has been pushed back by at least 3 hours because of problems opening hooks and latches on the space station side of the capsule. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. It's Friday. You can tell it's Friday because Joel is here. And Joel, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, the big news is the GOP have Republican Party at the national levels given the nation a pledge to America, which actually it's quite a bit different than the a contract with America of Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is behind this, but it kind of put a little distance there, and it's much longer, much more involved and complex. To a certain extent, it just doesn't have the sellability of the contract with America in terms of bullet points that are they're really short. There's a lot of argumentation in here and a lot of fluff and a lot of deception. So I'm entitling today's World Affairs Brief, "The GOP Pledge to America is a Fraud." With several major exceptions, you know, the language in this Pledge to America is simply irresistible to constitutional conservatives. It has all the right code words, consent of the governed, inalienable rights, unchecked executive, you know, that are dear to conservative hearts. And yet this is a perfect example of how easy it is for the establishment to jump on the Tea Party bandwagon of discontent and hijack the movement in their own behalf. What conservatives have to remember is that it is far more important to look at who's writing this pledge than what it actually says, because if the people writing it are liars and deceivers, then it doesn't matter what they say, it's a fraud. These are the same establishment operators that gave us Newt Gingrich and George W. Bush, globalists masquerading as conservatives who once in office pursued an altogether different agenda than what they had campaigned on. And it turned out to be a neoconservative warmongering agenda, a globalist advance against U.S. sovereignty.
Well, I agree with you totally, and I think that we only have to look back at the Bush administration, it gave us the largest deficits we've ever had up until Obama. Certainly, they could have at any time done away with Roe versus Wade. They controlled both houses. All they had to do was pass by simply a majority vote. Doing away with Roe versus Wade, put a stipulation on it that the Supreme Court could not intervene, and that would have ended the subject once and for all. They didn't do it. They never had any intention of doing it. They're simply manipulating the Christians of this country.
That's right. Now these same disinformation experts are playing to the choir with all the rhetorical devices known to seduce Christian conservative constitutionalists into, you know, staying with the Republican Party. The authors begin with the audacity of playing up to the Declaration of Independence, even though they've never supported constitutional conservative attempts like Ron Paul's fight against the Federal Reserve and all the all-powerful state. You know, the Ron Paul revolution didn't go anywhere with the GOP establishment, yet what it's to their benefit to push the idea of declaring that any state that, deters these ends, we have the right to overthrow it. These people are just utterly without scruples. They claim as that an arrogant and out-of-touch government of self-appointed elites makes decisions, issues mandates, and enacts laws without accepting or requesting the input of the many. Well, who are these self-appointed elites in the Republican Party? They're the very ones who are writing this pledge. The very thing they did in power during the Bush administration, they were extremely arrogant. They knew what they didn't take any input from conservatives. Indeed, these are part of the very elite, as I say, themselves. And they have no intention of ever allowing a single Tea Party rebel to ascend to any position of power. Then, of course, there's the big lie, and it's a big one, Stan, saying, we pledge to honor the Constitution as constructed by its framers and honor the original intent of those precepts that have been consistently ignored, particularly the Tenth Amendment, which grants, of course, all powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states. As many of my subscribers know, I'm only a fan of the delegated powers restriction here. I have absolutely no faith in state governments in defending liberty. There is a slight greater ease that you can to control government at the local level, but it's still, we've lost an awful lot of liberty at the local level. They've done state churches in history. They've done state monopolies. They, of course, now have done a whole raft of socialism, even in this conservative states of Idaho and Utah. They have socialist medical care for children. It's always for the children, of course, that they get a foot in the door. And, of course, California has a whole raft of socialist pieces of legislation. States can and have been just as bad as the federal government, and virtually all states are heading in the direction of more state power, not less. Despite a few token non-binding resolutions passed in state legislatures to pacify conservatives, and I must note that not one of the Tenth Amendment resolutions in states have ever actually stood up and to the feds in court and refused to abide by the court decisions in favor of the federal government over the supremacy issue. So this pledge contains several commitments to maintain entitlement programs which were never delegated to the federal government. Here's their language, quote, to ensure that Congress begins making the decisions that are necessary to protect our entitlement programs for today's seniors and future generations. I mean, this is just incredible. In one sentence, they say we believe in the Constitution and the original intent of the founders and the delegated powers there, and then they talk about entitlements, which are not part of the delegated powers. None of these honor the original intent of the Constitution. In addition, these Republican neocon authors continue to use the war on terror ploy to justify continued wars of intervention without a declaration of war. These authors, in my opinion, Stan, are social democrats rather than true constitutionalists, which is very dangerous. They say, we take this pledge bearing true faith and allegiance to the people we represent. Well, there's nothing in the Constitution that bears true faith and allegiance to the people we represent. That's a democratic viewpoint. Nobody can make that promise to represent all people, nor should they. Government should represent the fundamental rights of people, not their will. And there's a difference. We don't represent what people want. We represent the defense of fundamental rights. That's the position of a constitutional republic. In fact, the purpose of the Constitution is to chain down the will of the people with the Constitution so that they cannot vote themselves benefits. And when our leaders pander to the popular will, we have populism, not a constitution that carefully restricts lawmaking
power. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan takes this time out to remind listeners that safe driving is good advice anytime. But remember, a drunk driver is like a loaded gun, and you're the target. Every 20 seconds, another life is tragically lost. Use caution, courtesy, and common sense behind the wheel. The life you save may be your own or that of a loved one. That's courtesy of Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan, serving the entire listening audience with quality service and reliability and integrity. Danette and the staff care about your total satisfaction. That's Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan, wishing you all a happy new year.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and Joel is talking about this new concept of a pledge to America. It's a replay of the Contract with America, where they're talking about how we're going to stand by the Constitution, and then we're going to preserve all the entitlements. Well, the entitlements are not constitutional. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, when the government can provide for your health care, it can also decide when you live and when you die. And believe me, they already have these programs in hospitals across America. Frightening to me that as a physician for so many years where we tried to preserve life, where doctors say, end-of-life care, that's the way we're going to do end-of-life care. And they put the people in the hospitals today, and they start the morphine drip, and within 2 or 3 days they're dead. This is going on in America today as part of our entitlements. And part of our entitlements, when the doctor decides it's time to die, why you die. You're not hearing about that across America. They don't want you to understand that when the government provides for your health care, the government determines when you die. Go right ahead.
And, you know, in general, when our leaders, including Republicans, pander to the popular will, and it is getting to be the popular will, that people want these benefits, that sector of our society is growing every year. But as I said, we have populism then, not a government of constitutionalism, which is the restriction of lawmaking power so that majorities, no matter how big, still can't vote themselves benefits. Now, by continuing to pander to populism, our own Republican leaders guarantee the growth of this even larger majority of voters who demand government benefits like health care and education. And most conservatives, frankly, have bought into the education thing. They love these big fancy schools, the taxpayer money builds and buys and maintains, when in fact, schools were properly run as a cooperative, meaning governments can have schools, but they don't compete against private, because anyone who attends a private school, a public school, has to pay their full share, and the public schools don't have access to the tax money of anybody who doesn't attend. Now, that's a fair system. But even conservatives would rail against that because they love having these big sports programs and all these computers and all these fancy things that are paid for by the tax money of people like me and other homeschooling families who do not use the public schools, and that's unjust. Further, incredibly, the pledge claims that these are concrete examples of policies through which we will promote greater liberty, wider opportunity, and national economic recovery, and they can be implemented today, they claim. Well, they cannot be implemented today, not even next year, and they know it. At best, the November elections will have a split Congress and a Democratic president still in power with veto powers. Republicans will not have a two-thirds majority to override anything. And don't forget that even when they did have that two-thirds majority during the Bush administration, they implemented none of these changes, nor did they even try. Now, that's telling. Well, the GOP pledge continues by claiming that they will revitalize free enterprise by repealing job-killing policies and permanently stopping job-killing tax hikes. Well, I'm here to tell you that that won't even come close to doing the job. To really unleash jobs, I mean, you can't just say we're going to stop the tax hikes. The tax hikes on business and individuals are still too high, even if you're rolling back to the 2008 years, as they're suggesting. But I'm saying to really unleash jobs and markets, we have to repeal. The biggest thing you could do is repeal all payroll taxes and all withholding. That's incredible disincentive to people hiring individuals on their own. All the paperwork and accounting that you have to do to deal with the government requirements of taking care of people. You have minority set-asides, which continue to grow each year. You have, for racial minorities, what they call unrepresentative minorities now, Stan, meaning they use unrepresentative rather than racial minorities because they feel like Asians, for example, who are very good at getting ahead and in business, aren't underrepresented in the business field, and therefore they aren't, a protected minority. And neither are whites, of course. And so how could you compete in a business where you have to bid against people who can bid higher and still get the win the bid because they have quotas and set-asides for them? I say let people hire and fire as they see fit, according to people's true worth, as they're viewed by the individual, and that is not equal, never will be equal, and do so by voluntary contracts. And then you would really open up small business and employment. And until that happens, I think we're in for a long, stagnant economy, frankly. And if it ever does come alive again, it's going to be because of massive injections of free money, stimulus money, which is the only thing that caused any blip at all in the economy in the past 2 years, was government stimulus. But government stimulus is not growth. It's just simply watering down the money supply. It's false injection of growth, and will do nothing permanently to cause a change. Of course, the GOP leadership wants to repeal the controversial mandates of the health care bill requiring small businesses to put out 1099 forms for anything purchased more than $600. This is nonsense. It must be completely repealed. The IRS doesn't even have the infrastructure to process that many 1099 forms, and it will just be hell to pay when citizens have to go around getting the Social Security number of everyone they deal with for more than $600, and I, for one, am not going to be wanting to give my Social Security number out to everybody. But I suspect the GOP will compromise by acquiescing to White House demands to simply raise the minimum reportable amount to a more reasonable figure. Now, that's the typical way in which tyranny comes one slow step at a time, and the GOP always try to satisfy both their constituency and the powers that be by these kinds of compromises.
And, you know, one thing that really irritates me is back in 1936 when they came up with the Social Security system and the Social Security number, and people said, you want to give us a number? Why, that sounds like the mark of the beast. We don't want the government to number everybody. And they pledged, the government pledged at that time, Social Security numbers will never be used for any other purpose other than Social Security, so we can provide for the elderly, or those elderly who need the money, those elderly who are so impoverished, and that's all the Social Security number is for. And they lied. And now, certainly, we see Social Security numbers being used all the time, and now they've even dictated that we will have to collect Social Security numbers from others so we can report them, you know, if we buy more than $600 worth of products from them. And I will tell you, in a small business like ours, this would be a burden that would just about cause us to shut down.
I mean, it's incredible, Dr. Stan. I mean, you know, you market my books and you market other things, and you buy more than $600. So you'd have to call me and say, what's your Social Security number? I'm going to fill out a 1099 form. And, I mean, it would be a burden on you. It would be a burden on me. It would be a burden on everyone, just multiplied by millions of times across this nation. Well, you know, the Republicans claim they want to stop out-of-control spending and reduce the size of government by rolling back government to pre-stimulus, pre-bailout levels. Well, with common sense exceptions, they say, for seniors, veterans, and our troops. Well, look at that. It doesn't even come close to cutting back government, and those very exceptions are all the big and fat entitlement programs and military budget items that cause the greatest of the deficits. The pledge claims it will cancel the troubled TARP program and reform Fannie and Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, by ending their government takeover, shrinking their portfolios, and establishing minimum capital standards. Well, this is more sleight of hand. The TARP funds are already paid. The damage is done. What good does it do to repeal that now? I mean, the Fed now has many other unlimited ways to expand credit directly into the coffers of the big banks, not the least of which are zero-interest loans. And Fannie and Freddie need to be abolished, not reformed. They pledge it wants to impose a net federal hiring freeze on non-security employees. Good enough, but that doesn't restrict the government's continuing hiring expansion in the most dangerous areas of government tyranny, unlimited and undeclared wars, which require the hiring of hundreds of thousands of private military contractors, domestic spying. The NSA is hiring as many people as they can find. Surveillance of the society has just gone through the roof. And then there's Homeland Security hiring thousands and thousands of people to watch over and spy on people. That's where the big hiring is going, and it has to stop. And the Republican pledge carves that out as an exception because these are security and why we can't do anything to stop, you know, the increase in security and protection. I mean, this is the neocon fraud that was perpetrated from 9/11 on, is that we use this continual war on terror to justify continual government expansion. Well, the authors also demand a full accounting of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, setting benchmarks for these programs and reviewing them regularly and preventing the expansion of unfunded liabilities. Well, that rather innocuous language is also very dangerous. When we combine this demand for a complete review of the program, that will only, of course, expose the fact that they're bankrupt, with the pledge not to cut entitlements, I mean, what have you got left over? You've got to raise more money. And that's exactly what they're going to do, increased revenue. We do need actual cuts, no matter how politically inconvenient they are. I suggest that no one ought to get more out of Social Security than they paid in, adjusted for inflation. Now, it would be nice if everybody could get interest on their money, too, but that just isn't going to happen because they have been paying out far more than people put in for many years, and so there'll never be a net way to zero out the system. But at least people ought to be able to get what they paid in and no more. That means that when you run up to that level that you don't continue to get for it. So it would basically say people got their fair share. Nobody's losing anything. You simply have to prepare for additional services beyond that. But
well, you know,
that's why, for example,
nobody mentions that we've got 70 to 75 million baby boomers retiring in the next 20 years. I think we've got about 54 million people on Social Security now, and there's another 70 to 75 million coming in the next, next 20 years. There's no way this Ponzi scheme will work. It is a Ponzi scheme. It started out as a Ponzi scheme. It is a Ponzi scheme, just like Bernie Madoff. You know, he spent the money that was coming in so he could live high on the hog, And so the government has been spending the money that was coming in excess of what they had to put out, living high on the hog, and giving all sorts of benefits to federal employees and congressmen who've got a great pension system, better than most other people's pension systems. And then they retire, but they've been running a Ponzi scheme. And I think that they should be held responsible. If we put Bernie Madoff in prison for running a Ponzi scheme, Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. But now we're actually having to put out more than we're taking in. They've spent the trust fund long ago. There is no trust fund. And the system is not going to work unless they raise the retirement age to 75 and cut back on benefits. They ought to be honest with the American people, but obviously the Republican hierarchy is not. They're not going to say what we really ought to say, and that is the system was a fraud to begin with. It's a fraud today. It will always be a fraud. They're just going to try to patch it up, you know, so that, oh, my goodness, you know, we're going to be provide for the elderly. Ladies and gentlemen, a government that can provide for the elderly and can provide whatever people want can certainly must be able to take whatever they have. It was Plato who actually wrote, you know, 2,500 years ago, you know, that democracy always leads to despotism. That's why our founding fathers didn't want a democracy, because they knew the people would vote themselves into tyranny, and that's just what we're doing. Go right ahead.
Well, as for the health care program, the GOP claims to enact real medical liability reform, allowing Americans to purchase. Well, first of all, they're going to say we want to repeal the onerous portions of the Obamacare needs to be totally repealed. But then again, that couldn't happen with President Obama having veto power. But they want to enact medical reform. And notice how parts of these are good and part of these are not. They allow Americans to purchase health coverage across state lines. That's good, meaning wide open competition. Empower small businesses with greater purchasing powers. Well, that's kind of sleight of hand for dictating mandates that actually will distort the markets. When you force health insurers to provide certain discounts, you know, to small business, et cetera, you are distorting the market. You create new incentives, they say, to save for future health needs. Well, that's okay as long as it isn't mandatory. But once again, the problem really with insurance cost rising is the government mandate that everybody have it and that it be provided.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Scott.
Our children are America's most precious resource. The hopes and dreams for the future rest entirely with them. Don't let your children destroy their future with drugs. Talk to them openly about the dangers so they can fight back against the peer pressure they face daily. Encourage your children to just say no to drugs. That's courtesy of Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan, serving the listening audience with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Danette and the staff care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend, and your patronage is valued. That's Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they could subscribe to the World Affairs Brief newsletter.
Well, the World Affairs Brief does have a modest subscription price. In fact, it's only $16 for the rest of the year. It's normally $48 for the entire year. Everybody renews in December. I allow people to get a free sample copy if they just email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. This particular issue on how the GOP pledge to America is a fraud will be very important for people to have this kind of evidence at their disposal to be able to help other conservatives understand that the GOP never will be the salvation of the Constitution or constitutional position, that these people are professional elite people within government, the same kind that control the Democratic Party, and that they're pretending to be conservatives. So I think this will be a very important issue for everyone to get. Also on my website is a rundown of all of the daily news, the best of the conventional news stories filtered out by my staff, so that anyone on the web going to worldaffairsbrief.com gets the benefit of that. And I know that you and your staff use that service every day to help cut down your research time.
And I really appreciate it. It's a great help to me.
I also have a list of the books that I've written on my website. In my architectural career, I specialized in high-security residence and retreats. Wrote a book called Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. There's an all-new third edition coming out soon. And that's available from Radio Liberty, as well as my other major work, The Secure Home, which is 700 pages, just jam-packed of everything about how to build a high-security residence or retreat and put in self-sufficiency equipment. Just tons of sources in the book, save people a lot of time, plus all the architectural details so that people can do a lot of the work themselves. And one final book I have is called How to Implement a High-Security Shelter in the Home. It's basically how to do a safe room in a basement, also with do-it-yourself plans, including concealed doors and entrances, which is very helpful. I think concealment of safe storage is going to be very important because of the fact that both governments and social unrest may threaten one's supplies if they aren't secured and safeguarded behind concealed doors. So I have a lot of good things on my websites, and as I said, my books can be had by calling Radio Liberty.
They certainly can, and the number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and we sell an awful lot of Joel's books. People certainly are learning and beginning to make preparations for the difficult times that do lie ahead, ladies and gentlemen. The very structure of our society is beginning to crumble. You go right ahead.
Well, the last thing on the plank of the Republicans relative to health care is they want to ensure that those with pre-existing conditions gain access to the coverage they need. Well, that's an unconstitutional intervention in the free market that they claim that they would never do at the beginning of this process. In fact, you can't force people to what that really means is ensure against pre I mean, you can still insure right now with pre-existing conditions, but it's going to cost you an arm and a leg to walk into an insurance company and say, I've got cancer and I want you to insure me. Well, sure, we'll insure you, but it'll cost you $100,000 a year. They want you to, them to insure people with pre-existing conditions at the same price they're insuring everyone else, and that you know, you just can't do that. As nice as that would be, you can't simply make insurance companies insure people when they know that the outflow is going to exceed what the premiums come in. If they do that, they're going to have to spread those premiums upon everyone else, and that's unjust to make the healthy pay for the unhealthy. And that's what I have against insurance. It diminishes the responsibility people have to pay for their own bad decisions, which lead to bad health. I mean, sure, people can always say, well, you might have an accident and things, but that's not the big thing that causes all this insurance problem. The big insurance problem is bad nutrition, bad eating habits, overeating habits, and Americans have to simply pay the price in order to give them the incentive to stop destroying their bodies with bad nutrition. Well, they also talk about protecting the conscience of health care providers, and this has to do with the fact that many health care providers are forced to do certain things, including taking vaccines, by their health system. And they say that we don't want that to happen. Well, if that means the freedom to refuse vaccines and the freedom to speak out about medical establishment collusion with pushing drugs and covering up vaccine side effects, then I'm all for it. But I simply don't believe that the Republicans are going to get on the other side of the medical establishment that provides all this funding for them. They never have during the Bush administration, and they never will. They say that they'll require that every bill contain a citation of constitutional authority, and I have been in favor of that. I'm also in favor of the fact that the Supreme Court should have to rule on the constitutionality of a bill and cite the constitutional authority before it ever goes into effect, instead of forcing the individual to have to challenge it in court with all of those expenses. That ought to be the role of the court, to make sure that nothing's implanted upon the people unless it passes constitutional muster. And of course, in order to do that, you have to cite chapter and verse. They also say we'll give all representatives and citizens at least 3 days to read the bill before a vote. Well, that's great, but even the GOP would be embarrassed by these two requirements. It's just rhetoric because they didn't cite constitutional authority before, and they didn't give people time to read bills either during the Bush administration. I mean, look at the Patriot Act. That was shoved down people's throat without anyone reading it. They have no intention of pushing this through. I'm just incensed, frankly, by all this hypocrisy. Of course, once again, because the Tea Party movement says, well, we're part of the Republican Party, too, therefore this is us speaking. It is not us speaking. These are the Republican establishment writing this. They have no track record of ever following through with this type of thing, and no historical track record which should give us any confidence that they will in the future. Now, lastly, there are several aspects of this that push the national security agendas. And this is nothing more than just more neocon warmongering dressed up in the same old support our troops and fight the war on terror propaganda. They push support our deployed military. In fact, I think they should be called home. I'm with Ron Paul on that. They talk about a fully funded missile defense. I'm all for missile defense. But missiles should be modified to include explosive warheads so they would be effective. A lot of Americans don't realize we're paying billions for missile defense that has no warhead. It makes it doubly difficult to achieve a kill. And then they come up with the same old worn-out enforced sanctions against Iran. Absolutely not. This is still an intent by the Republican establishment to take us into another major regional war in the Middle East for globalist purposes, and I'm against it. They want to keep terrorist combatants at Guantanamo Bay, and I say we need to start over from scratch. Torture, forced confessions, and manufactured evidence abound in this. In the cases, I mean, they rounded up people who should have been classed just as prisoners of war because they had no evidence on them specifically as terrorists. They just had to capture a lot of people to make an issue of this, and that's why they tortured them. They burned their Koran. They did all kinds of things, and this needs to
We'll
stop.
Be back in a minute here at the American Freedom Network. We'll be right back.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
The Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. And Joel, it's our last segment. Go right ahead.
Well, the last two issues on the Republican pledge to America, which I'm branding a fraud, is securing the borders. I mean, the pledge was incredibly vague, Stan. They said establish operational control of the border. Now, why the little conditional phrase operational? It means they don't intend to establish full, absolute control of the border. That means they don't intend to finish the fence. They say we must take action to secure our border, and that action starts with enforcing our laws, but not a word anywhere in the pledge about actually finishing the fence. That's the only guarantee of true operational and absolute security. It would cut down on 99% of all inroads into the country.
But I think people have to understand that the leaders of the Republican Party are globalists, just like the leaders of the Democrat Party. And this is all really about, of course, encouraging illegal immigration. But they can't come out and tell the American people, we want to bring in these people to take away your jobs, to lower the living standards. They can't say that. So they've got to talk about, oh, we want to have operational control of the border. The truth of the matter is, if these people really wanted to get America doing back to us, you know, a sovereign society, they would seal our borders, they would establish tariffs, they would allow this country to actually have a productive society. They don't want to. They want to transfer our jobs overseas, they want to transfer our factories overseas, and the Republican leaders and the Democrat leaders are all on this together, but they can't tell the American people the truth.
Well, lastly, the pledge claims that the GOP will change the way government works. No more backroom deals, no more bending the rules, more transparency. I mean, who are they kidding? You have to have a supermajority to change any of those rules. And besides, the Republicans have been just as bad about bending the rules as, well, I won't say quite as bad. Literally, they're right. The Democrats have taken this to a whole new level in order to ram health care down our throats, et cetera. But transparency, did the national GOP ever come out and demand that Vice President Dick Cheney reveal all his secret dealings with corporations during Enron and with health care? Never. Never happened and never will. So I'm very disappointed. They've said all the right things, but I'm saying to people we ought to be very careful when people who that we never can trust make these kinds of statements. Now, if someone like Ron Paul comes out and makes these statements, then we know, because he's got a track record, that he's never ever compromised on these things that we could trust. So as I analyze, for example, the value summit in Washington, I'm very suspicious here as well. First of all, you've got a summit that's paid for by some big-dollar people within the conservative movement. They do this specifically, actually, to change the political atmosphere within conservatism. This is another part of their strategy to take over the Tea Party movement. First of all, you say, well, we're going to have a summit on values. That means that we're going to attract all of the Christian conservatives to a major summit, and usually the well-heeled ones only, because those are the people who can afford to get hotel rooms and air transportation to Washington, D.C., which is a very expensive place to hold a summit. Then they hire all the big guns in the that the Republican establishment views as the top candidates. You have Sarah Palin there. You have Mike Pence, number three in Congress. You have Mike Huckabee. You have Mitt Romney. And you have Newt Gingrich. And these people, you know, get a lot of press. And essentially they're promoting these people. And then they have a straw poll. And, of course, interesting enough, the straw poll didn't come out as most people normally would expect. Governor Palin was not first, even though she's got a lot of play around the world. Newt Gingrich was not first or second. Mike Pence was first, and it all happens to be who gives the most stirring speech about moral values. But once again, moral values are a tune that it's very easy for any political charlatan to play. Conservatives, especially Christian conservatives, seems to be abysmally inept at perceiving establishment wolves in sheep's clothing coming to their presentations and telling them what they want to hear. I noticed that they didn't give time to someone like Ron Paul because he doesn't come out and directly champion moral values. He is a very great champion of them, actually, in terms of his works. But he doesn't believe in pushing his Christianity among other people, but rather defending everybody's liberty equally. And frankly, I trust him with my moral values more than I would someone who, like Newt Gingrich, who pretends to write a book on God and America and yet has no intention of actually living a moral life himself, let alone making sure that we have every incentive to do so as Americans.
I agree with you. We're in real trouble, and I think that the people have to realize that just because somebody talks about moral values, George Bush talked about moral values. He was an immoral individual. Every other word was a swear word, you know, and a vile speech. And yet, of course, that was never brought out to the American people.
Well, and he even went worse in the sense that he would invite a lot of Christian ministers to a weekly prayer breakfast at the White House. And of course, you'd only get invited if you played along with the Republican Party and big government and supported Bush's reelection. And when they got there, of course, he would bear witness to them about his testimony of Christ and being born again. And then when they would leave, he and his advisors would sit around and slap their knee and guffaw about how they had snookered these people and how, you know, using their four-letter words. And, I mean, it's just the greatest hypocrisy. Fortunately, we have insiders in the White House that blew the whistle on this. But still, it seems like various mainstream evangelical leaders cannot resist the invitation to the White House. They cannot resist being invited to the big table, to the big banquets, to the chief seats in the synagogues, if you will. And yet your great principled leaders are becoming more and more, Christian leaders are becoming more and more isolated from mainstreams. I note, for example, the great growth in home churches, the growth in small, non-conference-aligned Christian churches. The big conferences are showing that they have succumbed to political correctness in terms of ordaining women, ordaining gays, and more and more your fundamentalist evangelical Christian ministries are leaving the major conferences, as I think that they should. It was interesting, however, that Mike Huckabee, who is the one that the Republican establishment pulls out to thwart any candidacy of Mitt Romney, for example, got a rousing reception, but it wasn't anything compared to the reception that Senator Jim DeMint got when he took the stage an hour later. It was clear who was
going to
have
to let you go. We're out of time. We'll talk to you next week. Our guest has been Joel Skousen. Bye-bye.
Pleasure to meet you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan, and you enjoy our weekly conversation with Joel Skousen. Of course, he does most of the talking, which makes it easy for me. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. I want to point out that we are having our all-day conference. It's on the 17th of October, and we're bringing in speakers from across the country. And I realize it's a long way from Colorado, but we usually have a contingent from Colorado. So if you're in a position to come, why, we'd love to see you. I think it'll be a great program. That's the 17th of October. And, of course, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's really going on today? Well, you have to understand the dark spiritual forces. There are secret societies. There have always been secret societies. In fact, one of the best books, we don't carry it because they made it very difficult for anyone to market this book, but it was written by the Librarian of Congress. His name is James H. Billington, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Librarian of Congress, former director of the Smithsonian Institute. His whole book is about secret societies, the secret societies and their influence on Europe. He doesn't talk about the secret societies in America because he's a member of the CFR, but his expose of the secret societies and their impact on certainly what's going on is very important. And, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will take you into the background of the secret societies in America today. Well, you say, well, Council on Foreign Relations isn't a secret society. You can read about it all the time. It's on television all the time. Yes, it is today. But from 1921 up until about 10 years ago, you never heard of the CFR because they control the media and they blocked out any mention of it. And, of course, they've shifted the real leadership of this movement to the Trilateral Commission. When was the last time you heard anybody from the Trilateral Commission certainly quoted? And yet, of course, every president from 1977 to 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership role, the very restricted membership role of the Trilateral Commission. That would be Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Al Gore, and then Dick Cheney. They always have their people holding the reins of power. So you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what energizes these people. What is their real agenda? Well, the real agenda is a one-world government headed by the Antichrist, because behind all of these organizations are occult organizations, and people don't understand that. We're involved in a spiritual battle, but this is never brought out. It's not brought out by most of our religious leaders. A few of them know, and a few of them have the courage to bring it out, but most of them really don't want to get into this. It's too controversial. Well, you need to get to the air. Material put out by Pastor Billy Crone on the final countdown on Fearful Creation and RFID. These are our sets of DVDs, and they will be well worthwhile your time watching. Dr. Billy has a book on the final countdown, and so they'll have all the biblical references, prophetic references to what's going on today. And then, of course, we have the DVD, The Invisible Empire, Alex Jones, excellent presentation. We carry his DVD on Loose Chains, the final edition, and, of course, the final cut, I think it is. And then, of course,